This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Government, business, and education leaders will meet this week to discuss a Missouri program that helps students complete their degrees sooner and land jobs in high-demand fields. The meeting, called the National Convening on Higher Education Innovation, is scheduled Wednesday and Thursday in Kansas City. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and Acting U.S. Education Department Deputy Secretary James Shelton are expected to attend. The meeting will examine ways to expand and replicate innovation campuses, which allow businesses to employ students as apprentices and help pay the cost of their education, either by paying them or contributing money for their tuition. Some hearts could be beating a little easier after news that medical advances could be coming to Columbia. MU signed a letter of intent with Global PET Imaging, or GPI, to create a processing facility at MU's Discovery Ridge. The plan is for the facility to have a machine which creates a substance that is the precursor to rubidium-82. Rubidium-82 helps track heart function during PET scans. There is a shortage of rubidium-82, and GPI Executive Chairman Rod Martin says the new machine will greatly help this shortage.
We want to increase world supply of the strontium that is made into the rubidium, and actually the facility at the University of Missouri that we're going to build is expected to double the world's supply of rubidium. So we're pretty excited about it.
Martin says GPI will provide funding, while the scientists from the University of Missouri Research Reactor Center provide the expertise to run the facility. He says he expects the machine will cost more than $20 million. Martin says the facility will have more of a purpose than just rubidium production.
I want to stress, this is not just a manufacturing facility. This is also going to be a really significant research facility. It will be the only one of its kind at a university anywhere in the United States.
No firm dates have been set for the start of the project. With the approach of the winter season, managers at Columbia Water and Light are urging Columbia residents to maximize the energy efficiency of their homes. The Water and Light Department hosted its fifth annual Energy Efficiency Expo over the weekend. KBIA's Daniel Shapiro has this.
Columbia Water and Light spokesperson Connie Kaprovic says that the event puts experts on hand to answer questions for homeowners.
As opposed to researching things on your own and not getting the questions answered that you want, you can just come here and speak to an expert and get the information you need for your home or business.
Saturday's expo had booths set up to explain cost-saving techniques, including insulation advice, LED light bulbs, and advice on heating and cooling systems. Kaprovic says that Columbia Water and Light finds it cheaper to purchase efficiency from their customers with rebate programs rather than produce energy that would be wasted otherwise. Rob Hewer is the owner of Nemo Insulation Company. He says he's been attending the expo since its first year. He says the expo helps with business, especially because of rebate programs that help people save money on re-insulating their homes.
With the Boone Electric or the City of Columbia, there's rebate program going on, so I'd say that's one of the big deals. Oftentimes you can get your attic insulated throughout with this program and get half your money back on your install.
Kaprovic says many people believe that their home is already as energy efficient as possible, but she says that there is generally room for improvement, especially in homes built before 1990, which can have declining insulation levels. Daniel Shapiro, KBIA News.
A federal judge has thrown out a Missouri lawmaker's lawsuit seeking an exemption from contraceptive coverage under the new Affordable Care Act's insurance provisions. Republican State Representative Paul Wieland of Imperial and his wife Teresa sued the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Federal Labor and Treasury Departments in August. The couple said their religious and free speech rights were violated by the Health Overhaul's contraceptive requirements in the group health insurance plan he can receive as a state legislator. The Wielands say they were previously able to opt out of contraceptive coverage. The Missouri Department of Higher Education is trying to rectify a shortage of nurses. Seven colleges and universities received grants this year of up to $150,000. The University of Missouri and Truman State University were two of the recipients. KBIA's Eric Hall explains how Missouri and Truman's nursing programs expect to benefit from their grants.
This is the third year of a grant program helping assist college and university nursing programs in Missouri. The University of Missouri is one of the schools to receive a grant each year, which MU Dean Judith Fitzgerald Miller says she appreciates.
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for us. We are able to benefit from this in a tremendous way. And this last particular grant, we are actually able to support students who are in rural Missouri.
Miller says Missouri was approved for the grant because it plans to use the money to offer 10 scholarships to nurses with associate degrees living in rural Missouri. The scholarships would allow those nurses to get a bachelor's degree online. Another portion of the Missouri grant will go to 6 doctoral students preparing to teach nursing.
We're producing teachers for all institutions that teach nursing in the state of Missouri. And we're also providing more advanced practice people to care for Missourians.
The funds for these grants came from nurses' licensing fees. Like the University of Missouri, Truman received the maximum $150,000 grant. Dr. Stephanie Powelson, the chair of Truman's Department of Nursing, says she is glad the grant will allow the school to increase its enrollment.
There's a real demand for nurses. I think, you know, in terms of employment, our nursing students have the highest employment rate on campus, and we have quite a bit more demand than we could begin to meet.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says that one of 5 jobs created in 2012 was in the healthcare sector. Missouri created this grant program to help battle the need for nurses to initially last 3 years. The Department of Higher Education has not announced if the program will continue in 2014.
I'm hopeful that Governor Nixon and the Board of Nursing and Department of Higher Ed would consider the program to continue. I think for Truman, and I'm sure for MU and other schools, it's really been some additional funds that we can direct to the students who want to be nurses.
This grant program distributed over $1 million in 2013 with the hope healthcare in Missouri will be better for it. Eric Hall, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.